Now, after the initial shock about Finance Minister Nicola Willis's almost zero budget, there are now calls for her to go even further. Now, she announced yesterday that she's given herself an operating allowance of $1.3 billion for next month's budget, but most of that, in fact, all of that has already been allocated. Plus, Eric Crampton is the New Zealand Initiative's economist. Hey, Eric.
Good afternoon.
How much harder would you like her to go?
We have a massive structural deficit. On the numbers that Mike Riddell reported recently from the IMF, it's about the worst in the OECD if you compare it to overall GDP. That's not good. The Public Finance Act says we are really not supposed to do this. So cutting until we no longer have a structural deficit would be a very good idea. That doesn't mean that we can't have a deficit. If we're having a downturn, it's normal to have a deficit. But a structural deficit is one where even if the economy were firing on all cylinders, we would still have a deficit. That's a problem. We've had one since about 2020. It was justifiable in COVID. It is no longer justifiable now.
How big is it?
Well, in the figures that Mike Riddell had put up, it was substantial percents of GDP. I would have to double check the exact number, but it was worse even than the United States, which is having awful budget blowouts. The problem is less on the tax side and more on the spending side. So if you remember back to budget 2019, the great well-being budget that was going to solve every problem that the country had and keep government spending below 29% of GDP, well, our tax take, or core crown tax take, is above where it was in 2019 as a fraction of GDP. The problem is that government spending outpaced it considerably. So we're now looking at, well, north of 30% of GDP. And some of that is financing costs, but financing cost isn't the whole problem. But it is a big part of the problem.
How much, like, so what are we looking at in terms, what do we need to cut in order to save the situation? Is it, would we get by with entire government departments, or are you going to come after the pension?
Well, the big problems are in continued increases in transfers to the elderly, really, that we've got these large transfer programs that will get a lot more unaffordable in the 2030s.
You're talking about the pension, right?
Yeah, pension, but also combined with health spending.
Yeah.
So those together are going to be blowing out in the 2030s, and having things set well ahead of that to avoid, well, right now is kind of the good times, right? Compared to in the 2030s when we will have a much worse dependency ratio. So getting things in line ahead of that would be a good idea. There's been talk about means testing for a few programs, some of which should have just been ended, like the winter energy payments.
Yep.
At least means testing would make sense. About a decade ago, I had put out a report looking at reinstating interest on student loans. We're still providing those on an interest-free basis to all comers. I'm not sure that that makes a lot of sense. Economist Stu Donovan had put some rough numbers on it on Twitter today, figuring that even just in charging for inflation on it would save the government about $200 million a year, which doesn't touch the sides of the deficit on its own, but in combination with other things could help. So when you're running high inflation and 0% student loans, the government is basically paying you to borrow.
Yeah.
Because the real value of it just erodes over time with interest and with inflation.
Have we ever had a situation where, I mean, go back to 2011, we had a zero budget where we had no increases, right? It's become conventional to just increase the budget every single year. Have we ever had a situation where we have cut the amount of spending from one year to the next?
I haven't those numbers in front of me. There was, of course, substantial fiscal consolidation in the 1991 budget when they had a very large problem to deal with. The approach coming out of the GFC was more of this kind of fiscal restraint that Minister Willis is trying to use, where you have tight operating budgets and then count on economic growth to pull you out of it. The problem that we've got with that now is that the economic forecast globally is far worse than it would have been even a year ago. The tariff situation in the United States is depressing global economic prospects. That will hit New Zealand as well. It's hitting all of our trading partners. That means it will be harder to grow our way out of it, so you need to rely more on actual spending restraint.
Eric, it's good to talk to you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for your time. That's Eric Crampton, the economist at the New Zealand Initiative.